This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Monday, May 20th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Work has begun on a $352 million solar farm in southwest Indiana. Officials with Arizona-based Arvon Energy Incorporated, CenterPoint Energy Incorporated, and the Indiana Office of Energy Development broke ground Friday on the Posey Solar Project, which is expected to generate enough energy to power more than 25,000 homes when complete. Plans for the 228-megawatt solar farm were first announced in September, and Arvon said last month it had secured financing for the project. The project is being developed in collaboration with Virginia-based Bechtel, and CenterPoint Energy in Evansville will acquire the farm after its completion through a build transfer agreement. Indianapolis-based Katz, Sapper & Miller, one of the city's largest accounting firms, announced plans Monday to acquire Cassidy Schiller CPAs & Advisors, a 70-person firm based in Cincinnati. KSM declined to disclose financial terms of the transaction, which the firm said it expects to close May 31st. The acquisition marks a significant expansion for KSM, which now has 564 total employees, including 360 based in Indianapolis. The firm also has offices in Evansville, Fort Wayne, New York City, and Oklahoma City. Once the acquisition closes, Cassidy Schiller will become KSM's largest office outside its Indianapolis headquarters. The Cincinnati office will adopt the KSM name and brand. Baseball Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. will serve as the honorary pace car driver for this Sunday's Indianapolis 500, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway announced Monday. Griffey will lead the field of 33 drivers to start the race, driving the 2024 Chevrolet Corvette E-Rate 3LZ Coupe, which was announced this month as the first hybrid pace car in Indy 500 history. The 13-time All-Star will be the first baseball player to drive the pace car in Indy 500 history. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, our Engage Indiana events take place in every region of the state. Discover when we'll be in your area at ibj.com/engage.
Indiana's Commission on Judicial Qualifications on Friday admonished a former judge for making a loan to a defendant behind a money judgment. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The commission found that former Benton County Circuit Court Judge Rex Kepner's actions 4 years ago, quote, went beyond a judge's ethical authority to encourage a settlement and tarnished the independence, integrity, and impartiality of the judiciary, end quote. Kepner, a Republican, made the loan in a small claims case. According to the admonition, he asked how much money a former defendant had already paid, how much was unpaid, and how much the former plaintiff would accept that day to resolve the matter. After the plaintiff named the amount, the admonition says Kepner stepped off the bench and entered his chambers. The court reporter told the defendant that the money was a loan from the judge that would need to be repaid. The plaintiff, however, wasn't told Kepner was the source of the money. Kepner, according to the admonition, had wanted to help a member of his community who had fallen upon hard times. The body cautioned judges that while they can feel sympathy towards a litigant, judges must be mindful of the duty to remain impartial and to not allow such compassion to cause them to take actions which cause the public to question their impartiality. Kepner retired in 2020, the year of the loan. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Red Lobster, the casual dining chain that brought seafood to the masses with inventions like popcorn shrimp and endless seafood deals, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The 56-year-old chain made the filing late Sunday, days after shuttering dozens of restaurants, including two in Indiana, which were in Indianapolis and Elkhart. Red Lobster said it will use the bankruptcy proceedings to simplify its operations, close restaurants, and pursue a sale. As part of the filings, Red Lobster has entered into a so-called stock horse agreement, meaning it plans to sell its business to an entity formed and controlled by its lenders. The University of Southern Indiana Foundation has received a $2.55 million gift from the Lois M. Collier Charitable Trust to establish a tuition assistance endowment. The Lois M. and Reginald B. Collier Family Presidential Scholarship Endowment Awards will support the university's Presidential Scholars Program in perpetuity, the university said in a news release. The competitive awards for Indiana residents cover full tuition and housing costs during fall and spring semesters. The 10 scholars are chosen at the beginning of each fall semester. Target plans to cut prices on thousands of consumer basics this summer, from diapers to milk, as inflation cuts into household budgets and more Americans pay closer attention to their spending. The price cuts, already applied to 1,500 items, will eventually include 5,000 food, drink, and essential household goods. Target and other retailers are increasingly catering to customers who are struggling with higher prices for groceries, though inflation has begun to cool. Many of them have switched to private label brands sold by Target and other big retailers, which are typically less expensive than well-known brands. Target launched one such collection in January called Dealworthy, which includes 400 basic items, ranging from clothing to electronics, that can cost less than a dollar, with most items under $10. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.